Scabs. When you scrape your knee, it bleeds a little, and then over the next few days, a hard, dark, crusty cover forms over the cut all by itself. That's a scab, and it's your body building its own bandage. Your blood isn't just red liquid. Floating in it are tiny pieces, far too small to see, that do one thing. The moment you get a cut, those pieces rush to the opening and start sticking to each other and to the edges of the cut, piling up into a plug. The plug fills the hole and stops more blood from leaking out. This is why a small cut stops bleeding on its own after a little while. Once the bleeding stops, that plug dries out in the air and hardens into the tough crust you call a scab. The scab is like a little shield. Underneath it, hidden and protected, your skin gets to work. New skin slowly grows across the gap, sealing the cut from the inside, safe from dirt, while the scab guards the top. When the new skin underneath is finished and strong, it no longer needs the cover. The scab loosens at the edges and falls off on its own, and there's fresh skin waiting beneath it. That's why you're not supposed to pick at a scab. Pull it off too early and you tear away the shield before the skin underneath is ready, and your body has to start the whole job over again. A scab isn't dirt and it isn't damage. It's a cover your own body builds on purpose to guard the repair going on underneath.